I want us to go over the first verse of chapter 12 just one more time. I know I've read this more than once, but please indulge me as I take another look at chapter 12. I will actually read verse 2 and 3. God told Abraham when he asked him to leave the land of Ur and go to a place that he would show him. As I mentioned before, he didn't give him a road map, didn't tell him a whole lot about where he was going, but he, with his words, drew Abraham a picture of what he was to look like in that land. Let me help draw this picture of Abraham. God told him, I will make you a great nation and make your name great, and you shall be blessed. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This was the picture that Abraham was to take of himself as he traveled. The Bible says, so Abraham departed, not with a picture of his destination. Abraham departed with a picture of himself as the leader of a great nation. He had a picture of a man that was blessed. He had a picture of a man that would be a blessing to others. This was the picture of a man that through him, all the families of the earth would be blessed. Oh, what a picture. Oh, what a picture of a great man. Sometimes God gives us a picture. He gives us a picture of our life, but our life comes in a bag of pieces like a puzzle. Many times my wife has brought home a puzzle in a giant square box. And when she opens it up and I see that bag of pieces, hundreds of them, and she dumps them out on the table, I say, honey, how will you ever get this together? She says, well, they also gave me a picture of what it's supposed to look like when I put all of these pieces together. She said, you know, the way I do it, I put all of the borders around first. They're easy to find. They're easy to put in place. Then I know that the rest of the pieces fit within this border. Isn't that good advice for us? When God dumps our life out before us in a bag of pieces, the first thing we need to do is establish the borders. Put in the corners and then fill in the border line all around on all sides. And then you will know that any piece that you pick up off the table will go within the borders of that puzzle. And to know that this piece is to fit in this puzzle, she would prop the picture up on some of the stuff that she has in the center of the table. Now, you ladies know about the stuff that you put on the table. You know, stuff that makes your table look better. Even when you don't have your food on the table, you have a lot of stuff there that looks good. My wife, she props that picture up against that stuff. And when she picks up a piece of that puzzle, she looks at it. And she can look and tell if there's anything on that piece that she has in her hand. If there's anything on this piece of puzzle that matches the picture, then she knows it goes into this puzzle. And if she would pick up a piece of puzzle and there was nothing about that piece that identified with anything in that picture, she would know that somehow a piece from another puzzle had fallen into this bag of pieces. Isn't that the way life is sometimes? God gives us our life, and it's dumped out before us, as it were, in a bag of pieces. And as we are trying to put this thing together and make it look as much like the picture that we have of ourselves, Sometimes there's a peace that doesn't match anything of the picture that God has given you of your life. And if there's nothing on that peace that you have picked up that cannot identify with anything in the picture that God has given you of your life, you must discard it. She says, honey, when I find a piece that doesn't belong in that picture, I just discard it. The enemy will sow pieces into your life. He wants to mar the image of your picture. Don't let this happen. Remain true to the picture that God has given you of yourself. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.